my first question is, what is the role of the Department of Fish and Game?
The department has a broad range of responsibilities, including the protection of fish and wildlife resources in Alaska and the management of those resources. In addition, our division of habitat is our permitting division that issues permits for projects that may impact water bodies that have fish in them.
And what is the role of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game when it comes to permitting massive extraction projects like a mine?
We issue permits for all aspects of a big project like that that affect fish-bearing water bodies. For example, if there's a water withdrawal, a stream crossing, if you're going to build a bridge, put in a culvert, or if you're going to divert water in a stream at all, stabilize banks, those are the types of activities that require permits. And so our division personnel will work with the applicant, and eventually their goal is to get a permit to do the activity they're interested in.
Commissioner Cotton, what is your role as a commissioner?
So we have, the Department of Fish and Game has six divisions, including the administrative arm. So each of the other five divisions has a particular area that they concentrate their work. So we have responsibilities in all of those areas, and we have a director of a division that is the person immediately responsible for the activities within that division. The statutes assign these responsibilities to the commissioner, and we delegate to the divisions and their officers.
What goes into permitting a massive mine?
Well, if you want to do a big project like the Donlin Creek Mine, there's several elements involved, including, as I already mentioned, any work in and around a fish-bearing water body. So, for example, the person applying for a permit or proposing a project like a big mine will come to the department with plans and propose certain activities, and we will examine those proposals, their plans, and again, work with the applicant to ensure that the plans meet our standards in terms of protection for the fish and wildlife resources.
What is the role of public participation in these Title 16 permits specifically?
Well, as you probably are aware, the Stand for Salmon initiative addressed that, and there's some criticism of the fact that we don't have a formal process for public hearings on permits. We're working on some ideas on how to improve that, but wanted to see what was going to happen with Prop 1 there. And the legislature struggled with it last year, too, in trying to add to the statutes, to Title 16, public notice requirements. But this is a fairly lengthy process, and, you know, the United States gets involved with the Environmental Protection Act, and there's a lot of opportunity for the public to weigh in during the scoping hearings on the environmental impact statements. We attend those meetings as well. We hear from the public concerns, and when people bring forward information that is going to be important for the department or for the federal agencies to consider. So it isn't like it's a completely closed process, but our permits are issued without a requirement for a public hearing on the permit.
I'm curious, Commissioner Cotton, with the election results, how do you plan to foresee changes or ideas that you have to increase public participation carried out by the next administration?
Well, there's two ways to do that. I mean, we could institutionalize a process within the department, or the legislature could address Title 16 again and require a particular process. So it's uncertain, of course, as to whether the legislature would. We will make some recommendations to the next administration about opportunities for the public to participate, but we're not ready to publish anything. And it's really going to be dependent upon the desire of the next administration to develop a formal process.